Universe Media Network 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 Network
All right, Pete, are you ready to talk some real estate investing with me today?
I'm ready.
All right, awesome. So before we get down to business, clue us in a little bit on your personal life. What do you like to do? What does your family do? What are you doing other than business stuff?
Well, that's a good question. I guess kind of first of all, I like to get out and be active. So we always try to get out and walk every day, myself and my wife. I've got three girls. They are age 22, 20, and 12. So we're always trying to do activities together as a family. We love to travel when we can, and haven't been doing that as much as we have in the past, but we do still try to get out on some big trips every year. This year, we took a big trip to the East Coast of the U.S. for about a month, and that kind of solved our travel desires for a little bit. But you know, I'm sure this year we'll do kind of another big trip as well and some weekend trips here and there. But yeah, so that's what we like to do pretty much.
Cool. Sounds fun, man. Sounds a lot of fun. All right. With your company, RealVest, and your website, turningprofit.com, you help property owners sell properties fast, and you're also helping people get into land flipping. Yeah. So can you tell me what you think are the three main reasons why people should consider working with you?
Yeah, well, on the RealVest property side, we have a company that's established that we buy and sell raw land primarily. So the benefit for homeowners to work with us is that we're able to close quickly and we're able to purchase their properties with very little hassle. And we close with cash, actual cash. We're not wholesaling, or we're not assigning the transaction to anyone else. So we're just a very easy option for property owners to sell their property if they don't want to go into a long involved listing process and jump through all the hoops in order to try to find a retail buyer. So we're the quick option, we're the easy option, and that's where we fit in best. And then we also have been starting to put out a lot of content out there, you know, related to turningprofit.com. That's our site kind of dedicated to what we're doing within the land flipping business. And we show people, you know, how the business model works and kind of what we're doing each month and our progress. We do an income report every month and kind of explain what the business is all about so people can see what's possible. So
As I was researching and, stumbled upon turningprofit.com. You're putting out income reports. That is kind of fascinating. So how are people reacting to that? Do you feel like it just magnetizes them towards your business even more with stuff like that? That's social proof, I guess they'd call it.
Yeah, exactly. My goal is full transparency. And, I figure, hey, these are real numbers. They're everything that is actually happening in our business. We put out there, like every month I do an income report, and every month it's like the revenue we brought in. That's like the actual wire transfers that we received in that month. You know, like the profit as a whole, the profit on each deal, each property we bought and sold, we sold that month. We break it down. Like, what did we buy it for? What did we sell it for? What profit did we make on that deal? How many days did we hold it for? And some details about that property and how it all went. So my goal is full transparency. And I think that resonates well with people and they appreciate that. I mean, when I started in this model of investing, the land flipping model, there really wasn't much out there at all. I mean, there was stuff, you know, people were talking about. I would read stuff where people would say, hey, I bought this property for $10,000. I sold for $30,000. And I saw that and I was like, wow, that sounds cool. But like, what are the details? You know, it could be just someone just kind of, you know, spouting off on the internet. I didn't know. So I figured, you know, just kind of thinking about it from my perspective back then when I was just getting going in it, it would have been really cool to see some content like I'm putting out there now. And that's kind of why I'm doing it. I don't have any sort of training program or anything that I'm selling at this point. I'm working on doing kind of a free training program that I'm going to be giving out. And my goal is to make that free training program as good as a lot of the paid stuff out there. And then ultimately, I'll probably have like a higher end mentorship program or something, but that's down the road. And ultimately, I think it'll give me more opportunities to partner with other investors on their deals and things like that. So I think maybe that'll be the main benefit of doing it all.
Now, I don't think I'm alone with this necessarily, but a lot of people, when they think about land flipping, a lot of people think about buying land and land deals being like far out on outskirts of major cities. Are you finding that that is mostly the case or not even close to being the same, or pretty much 50-50, whereas inside major cities and outside? What are you finding?
Most of the stuff we do ends up being sort of within an hour to 2 hour drive of a major metropolitan area. And right now we're doing a lot of our stuff on the East Coast. I live in California, I live in San Diego. And so we're buying stuff all over the country. But for the majority of the time, it's properties that are within an hour or two of a major metro area. And most of the properties at this point that I'm buying are 10 acres plus. So they definitely are considered rural, but generally in areas that have some good activity and are desirable areas. You know, I do smaller properties from time to time that are kind of closer to a major city, but I've been kind of shifting gears to more of just the rural, larger properties. So it's really, I mean, we generate all of our business with direct mail at this point. Okay. So I can put together whatever list I want and target that way. So I've just kind of decided to sort of shift things in that direction lately.
Do you particularly know what people are doing with the land that they acquire from you? Are they doing development deals, or are they just keeping it just to flip again?
I think most of the people are actually buying it to either have as a recreational property or potentially as a home site, or potentially as a recreational property with the thought that, hey, someday I'm going to build a home here. But I think that's what happens most of the time. I mean, some properties have specific uses, so they might be farmland, or they might be something kind of outskirts of a smaller town or something where it's maybe commercial along a highway or something like that. So those have some kind of different uses sometimes. But a lot of the times, I think it's people buying them as recreational properties or potential home site. Okay. And sometimes we run into properties that are prime for residential subdivisions, and we'll do some steps along those lines to kind of position it that way. But for the most part, it's just single property owner buyers, you know.
What would you say is, in a one word or phrase, is the reason why you got into real estate investing?
One word or phrase. Tough. That's tough. I don't know that I can come up with one word or phrase that can encapsulate. I could tell a little story maybe that would kind of illustrate that.
Interesting.
I'm just coming up with a blank with the one word or phrase thing.
Yeah.
When I was little, my parents never owned a home, and I always wanted that. And I saw my friends, they owned their own homes and their parents owned their own homes and everything. And we didn't. So I always had that in the back of my mind. I always tried to convince my parents to buy a home and things like that. They didn't at the time. They subsequently have. But that's always been in the back of my head. That's always been kind of a motivation for me. And probably why I kind of went overboard in the real estate side of things. Now we own, you know, thousands of acres of land, like all over the country, and lots of other properties and things as well. So it's, you know, definitely shifted in the completely opposite direction from where I grew up. But so I would say that's probably the underlying motivation.
Yeah. That's the inspiration that makes us take a lot of major action. And you're helping a lot of other families not be in that same position. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm trying.
What's your favorite aspect about being a real estate investor?
I love the freedom that it gives you. It's not a restricting type of business. Like, there's always something new every day. And I do like that. I love deals. I love creating potential. I love creating value with properties. And we can even do that with land. You know, sometimes we just buy a piece of raw land and it you know, it's been completely untouched for 50 years. You know, maybe it's just been inherited and kind of passed down through a family or something, and it's completely overgrown. And, you know, we'll buy it and we'll clear out paths and trails in it, or something like that, or we'll get it surveyed and, or we'll get it kind of established for as a potential home site. But even doing something like that is rewarding in a way. It's not as rewarding as maybe doing a flip or doing a ground up development or building something like that. But it is, I do find it interesting to be able to buy something and add value in some way and use your creativity to kind of do that. So we try to do that in a lot of the deals that we do, as long as we can do it quickly. So our whole business model is to kind of sell, buy things and resell them quickly. So as long as we can get things done pretty quickly and add some value to it relatively easily, then we'll do that. So, but that's one of the things that I really like about real estate investing. Plus the flexibility that you're your own boss. You can do whatever you want to do. Once you get the machine rolling, things rolling, so you're not having to worry about, you know, will I get a closing this month? And, you know, that type of thing. Once things are really up and going well, where you're not as concerned about the cash flow side of things, then it really starts to get fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this for a while, and I'm going to take a guess and guess that everything hasn't been perfect. Okay. I'm just going to guess. I don't know. Could have been. You could be the unicorn in the room.
Yeah.
But if you could tell us, when was that time throughout your real estate investing journey when you felt most unsuccessful?
Yeah. This was in, you know, we started our real estate investing career in I guess 2004, 2005-ish, we started flipping homes and we were doing really well with that. The market then in Southern California here and across most of the country took a major crash, you know, it fell off a cliff. So at that point we were pretty lucky. We weren't holding that many properties at that time. We were able to get out of them, but I knew that business model at that point was not going to really work at that point. So I knew we needed to shift gears. And that's pretty much when I felt like the most unsuccessful. I was like, how could I not see this coming? And everything along those lines. I ended up doing okay because I had my broker's license that I'd gotten, and I ended up shifting to listing bank-owned properties. So it was okay, and it worked out fine for us, but it kind of got us out of the whole real estate investing realm ourselves, just because I was like so shell shocked on the market, like that it could do that. So I felt pretty unsuccessful in that way because I didn't see it coming, and I felt like I should have seen it coming. But
yeah, I was gonna ask, did you feel like, I don't know if I should continue? Should I stop doing this altogether, or just take a moment, think, and shift? Which one of those ideas were most powerful in your mind back then?
Well, definitely I knew we felt at the time like, hey, we just got to back off from this investing side of things. I mean, because the market was like way more volatile than we had expected. There was like the financing dried up for the deals and everything. So I just didn't see a way to kind of make that work at the time. So it was like shifting gears completely away from investing ourselves and staying within real estate, since I had my broker's license and I was able to list properties for banks. And those were the only properties that were selling at the time, pretty much. So
yeah.
I was fortunate in that, but I just kind of knew that I had to step away. And it took us a lot of years in order to kind of get back in the game, basically. Mm-hmm. Knew we wanted to. It's just, you know, I think that experience is like that the market could shift so quickly was always kind of in the back of our head. So
yeah.
Probably kept us from taking action.
yeah, really.
Yeah.
What one positive goal are you focused on today in your REI business?
Well, I want to do $10 million in revenue in 2023. So that's the big kind of overarching goal in that. And I think I can make that happen by doing kind of bigger deals, doing more deals, and being, you know, just being more focused on that end goal. I'm pretty sure I can make it happen. Just have to take the step to do that.
What's your favorite technology you tend to use day to day in your real estate investing business?
There's one app that really is critical to for what we do in land investing space. For me, it's called an app called MapRight, and it allows us to basically pull up all kinds of information about a piece of land right from our computer. And since we're doing this remotely, you know, I'm on my computer here in California and we're buying properties all over the US. When a lead comes in, a potential deal comes in, we're able to look it up. We're able to see, you know, the boundary lines. We're able to see the FEMA flood zone areas, any wetlands, contours of the property, multiple different layers of satellite images, like all kinds of different data is there for us. And without it, it would be really, really difficult. You know, all these counties that we're in, that we're doing in, they have kind of basic, you know, sites where you can kind of, a GIS site, they call it, where you can kind of look up parcel information and kind of get some basic details. And I know some investors just kind of stick with something like that, but it's got to be really difficult when you're kind of trying to piece together some of the free tools out there to make that happen. Some MapRite is really awesome, I think. And, it's makes things a lot more efficient than they once were, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. When you talk about government and state software and,
you know, we deal in places all over the country and some of these counties and things, it's really kind of amazing. Like they are just sort of so stuck in, you know, in the past and who knows if they're ever going to change.
Right. Exactly. I don't know how they're even able to keep up with any records.
Great. I don't know.
Technology you're using is really outdated.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's your current portfolio look like these days?
Yeah, I just looked at this and our current portfolio is about 2.7 million in land holdings, and that's property that we own free and clear. So that's one thing that's interesting about the land flipping business is that your inventory over time really starts to snowball. You know, there's the revenue numbers, which do great, and you're hopefully growing and everything on that as well, but your inventory starts to really pick up momentum as well. Like that really starts to build. So, we started, you know, in March of 2021, that's when we resold our first property using this model. And, you know, our first, I think we probably invested about probably $100,000 of our own money to kind of kick it off. Mm-hmm. And then it just kept, you know, growing and growing and growing. So I don't know. I didn't take a snapshot kind of last year at this time to where our portfolio value was at that time, and I wish I would have, but going forward I'm going to kind of keep track of that and see how it kind of expands over time. So, and I've got about a million of that is actually in escrow to be resold already, so under contract to be resold. So then we've got some inventory that's on the market as well.
Awesome. Yeah, you're making it happen, man. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, so if our listeners want to connect with you, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, best place to check out what we're doing is turningprofit.com. And we've got a new podcast that we just launched, myself and my wife. And we're kind of getting into land investing in the episodes. And we're also talking about all different forms of investing, really. So we're having on guests that are experts in different things. So it's a kind of exciting thing for us. And we're just hoping to connect with a lot of new people and have some great experiences as a result. And the Turning Profit website, that's where you're going to find all the income reports that I do monthly. Just did a year-end wrap-up for 2022, and that kind of breaks down everything, how it went for the whole year, some additional analysis there. And then, obviously, that has links to our YouTube channel and Instagram and TikTok and all those different accounts. We started new accounts for all of our for our Turning Profit podcast. So.
Okay. Yeah. You guys got some good content. I was looking around. It's good, man. It's good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. We work hard on it. It's not just me. It's like, I've got other people on the team kind of working on that. So we're trying to put out the best stuff we can.
Awesome. Since entering into the real estate investing world, what would you say you're most grateful for?
Most grateful for in the real estate investing world? Mm-hmm. I just think the opportunity. I mean, I think that there's just kind of limitless opportunity in this country where you're not really restricted by many things. I mean, there's an abundance of people out there that are willing to help. There's tons of free training and information that you can find out online. there's an abundance of potential deals everywhere. You just have to go and find them in your own way. So I really think I think we live in a time right now where the information is out there. And as long as you take the time to kind of educate yourself on a business model that works for you, I think the potential is really limitless. I mean, even money, you know, money is available for deals, like in the land investing too. You know, if you find a good deal, there are plenty of people that will partner with you, bring the money to the table, and then you just split the profits and you didn't even pay anything for the property.
Yeah.
You know, if you're flipping houses, that's, you know, there's hard money you can get. So there's ways to finance these things. So,
right. You just said a lot of very powerful things that a lot of people don't fully realize and that a lot of people tend to doubt are even possible. So The value you just brought right there is crazy good. So that's the thing. When you think about people who have money just sitting in bank accounts, that money's basically doing nothing. It's just sitting dead.
Yes.
You know, it's insulating the bank if it even has money in the literal bank.
Yeah. And they're lending it out to other people.
Yeah. So it's like if you invest with real estate investors, your returns are massively more than sitting in a bank. So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, like 401 self-directed 401ks.
Yeah.
All those things. Like you can, I mean, I just bought, I've got a solo 401k for a company and I just bought some land in there. I bought another piece last year and, you know, you can kind of flip them tax-free within that account. So it's pretty cool. Other investors can do that as well, but it's, you know, with the right knowledge, you can really be dangerous.
I know.
As a real estate investor, for sure.
That's why this organization exists, because everyone needs to know this stuff. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, before I hit you with the last question, Pete, I just want to tell you, thank you very much for being here today. You brought the value, man. You brought the insight, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it as well.
Awesome. So, last question is, finally, what would you say is your definition of real estate investing success?
Well, that would be to create a business that kind of has a mind of its own, I guess, is sort of self-sustaining on its own. Like that, doing a deal here and there is great, you know, kind of making money on certain deals is fine. But if you can create a business based off of a particular business model within real estate investing, one that can ultimately be self-sustaining, you know, it could kind of, you build a team and it kind of runs without you being involved in the law of the day to day. I think that's kind of at least my definition of what success would be in this business. So it would be kind of like a self-sustaining entity without a lot of input from me that would bring in a lot of income and build wealth over time.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my quick conversation today, and I hope you've gained just a little more insight into achieving your financial freedom and reaching your goals. For more real estate investing content like this and a lot more, please visit UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. That's UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay grateful, stay successful, and be free. Music by Stream Beats.